Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Wheat farmers, choose a proven winning variety that's thrived in almost every challenging environment. Choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher is a durable descendant of Duster and leads a pack in forage production, disease resistance, and grain yield. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's start with a look at our livestock futures. And North cattle futures ended up with a pretty nice day yesterday, but the hogs continuing to struggle.
Well, yes, Dave, we did see a fantastic day for our cattle yesterday. The live cattle, feeder cattle futures traded and closed positive. The average steer carcass weight now is at 905 pounds. That's 1 pound from the all-time record made last year. And over the past 3 weeks, the average steer carcass weight has increased by 19 pounds. Now, there still has been no cash cattle trade in Kansas and Texas, but over 27,000 head have moved in the Iowa-Minnesota area at the price of 139 to 142. Choice box beef was down 16 cents yesterday, and the select box is down 59 on a total movement of 142 loads. Cattle kill, 111,000 head. Cash feeder index up 59 cents. And the hog market saw a little correction to the downside yesterday. At the close, October cattle were 37 cents higher. October feeders up $1.02, and October lean hogs down 32 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Thomas, take a look at these grain futures, and boy, wow, is about the only thing I can come up with. It was a big slide for all the commodities yesterday.
Boy, that's exactly right. We saw the Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures yesterday make new contract lows. On the spot weekly Kansas City wheat chart, we saw the lowest price level achieved yesterday since back on May of 2006. Now, we saw the corn and the soybeans also close negative yesterday and move closer to their latest set of lows. Now, this morning is a monthly unemployment report, and after today's close, the grain markets will reopen on Monday evening at 7 o'clock, and the livestock markets will reopen at 9:05 Tuesday morning. Yesterday, or I should say this morning, we are looking at December KC wheat trading 3 cents higher. December corn's up a quarter of a penny. November soybeans trading 3.5 cents higher. December cotton is down 10 points. October crude oil 25 cents lower. September dollar index down 16 cents. And September Dow Jones futures trading 145 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll look forward to our next visit. We'll actually be on Tuesday because of the holiday on Monday, and we'll, again, look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.